1230 WBZT. The following views are those of the host and not those of Clear Channel Broadcasting licenses.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
Sorry, your call cannot be completed, dial. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
To be a vicious criminal to work here, I guess. Hey, good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news and home buying facts, along with other community events and money-saving tips. We are a not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for Reach is 855-487-3224, 855-48-REACH. Either one of those will get you there. You can check out our website at reachforhousing.org. That's www.reach4housing.org. Reach counselors say today's market conditions are very ripe for you to become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at Reach and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills to help you become a homeowner. Coming up on today's show, the girls from Reach join us with some facts, directions, and cool testimonials within the operation of Reach. Sounds like a James Bond flick, I believe. And a special appearance from an ancient secret society and the Hope Center for Autism. Wait until you hear what they're doing together. Then real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, we must really applaud Steve. He manages to find the news before it actually becomes news, which means he looked at it and then somehow altered the results.
But it's not news until it's been heard.
Exactly. Something like that. And then after the news, Ivana Rocha joins us with some uptown, downtown robot signing foreclosure blues. And we'll get through that with her. And then our house segment has a few tips for not to get hurt and how to keep your house safe. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And, of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But first, boom, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselors. And now, the random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. I have a sneak preview of what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour. Now, it's entirely possible that you've been thinking that you're tired of paying rent and you're ready to buy. But here's something that might push you in that direction. It was just reported that rent takes a bigger chunk of your paycheck in South Florida than almost anywhere else in the entire nation. And that burden is getting heavier.
Ooh.
Also in the news, 9 people, including the owner of a mortgage company in Miami and 2 developers, were indicted for a $50 million mortgage fraud scheme. We'll tell you about that. Construction spending reached its highest level since 2008, according to the Census Bureau. And industry economists think that the party is just getting started. Residential real estate prices have increased across South Florida, but while single-family home sales surged, condo and townhome sales fell a bit. Florida's Attorney General is encouraging everybody who is part of the National Ocwen Settlement to file your papers before September 15th, because after that, it is too late. Everybody is going to receive no less than $700, those who qualify, and we'll give you the website where you go and the phone number, so you don't miss out on that. And September is Hunger Awareness Month, and there are lots of churches teaming up across South Florida to help feed the homeless. We'll talk about one church and what they did there. It's really a fascinating thing, and it's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
All right. Well, I'm hungry right now. What are we going to do there? All right. When we return, Ivana Rocha with some apple pie and a big scoop of first-time homebuyer workshop news is up next. So stay with us, because if you keep following the sun to find out where it sits, it'll finally dawn on you.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, still your host and housing heffy, with a special home buying message just for you. If you're a first-time home buyer using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. Plus, you get really big discounts from the banks. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in Reach's annual education membership program. They average between $25 and $49 per course. And then Reach Credit Management Workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues you may have, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach included 2 free credit checks per year in their educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer programs and workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. 99 bucks. Did I say that right? I'm sure I did. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Toll-free number again, 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right, this is the first show of the month, and that means there be counselors in the studio. Reach staffers are here to help you get started with the home buying process. As I said earlier in the show, Reach counselors have the knowledge it takes to help you become a homeowner. So for more than 10 years, Ivana Rocha has been active in the real estate industry. Currently, she works for Reach and is a HUD-certified housing counselor and just happens to be one of the top producers at the arsenal of Reach-certified counselors. Ivana, welcome to the show today. I know she's in there. Come on. Ivana, hello. Well, we're going to hit the button and make her come in. I know she's there, right? And she's hanging out. Ivana, we love you. Make sure that you're on the line and you don't have the hold button on. No, she's gone. Okay, great. Well, what do you want to do now? Wait for her to call back? Well, we were going to talk about the new changes in the HUD and Fannie and Freddie Mac laws and what they do and how they will affect us in the home buying process. You know, the folks over there at Reach have a lot of information in their arsenal. They work with the HUD people on a daily basis, and they deal with the banks and all the other folks that are involved in the foreclosure market, and that's what they do. That's okay, so let's move right along to a break. No? You don't want to do a break? I love it. This is radio in its best form right there. Well, let's keep right on going with what Reach does. You know, they've got some workshops that are coming up. They have 5, 6, 7 different workshops every single week. And they're always talking about the good things that they do there. Ivana, are you in there?
Yes, hi.
Hey, great. What happened? Did you take a slow boat to somewhere?
No, I was holding and I got disconnected.
Oh, darn it, because we want to go on that boat ride with you. So, hey, we were just talking about all the neat things that Reach does and all the programs that they have. They have many, many workshops. But I know that you are more centered on foreclosure and short sales. That was your stick in an earlier life, right?
Oh, yes. That's what I had done before. But I also, you know, now that I work with Reach, I do the housing counselor. I help homeowners, you know, to apply for modifications. And I also do the first-time homebuyer class, too. We do that in Spanish, English, and Creole.
You know the neat thing about the first-time homebuyer class, and I didn't know this, of course, until we started with the Reach folks here, but HUD, the people who define what a first-time homebuyer is, tells us that if you haven't owned a home in 3 years, you qualify as a first-time homebuyer. I guess, what is that, like a reset button on the Nintendo there? 3 years go by, I'm a first-time home buyer again.
Yes, that's correct. And especially for people who had lost their homes through foreclosure, or they had filed bankruptcy, or, you know, even a short sale where they had sold the property for less than what the mortgage amount was, they can be considered as the first-time home buyers again after a year and a half, if they had reestablished the credit, if they had kept, you know, paying on time their debts, yes, they could be considered as first-time homebuyers.
Yeah, well, we are kind of like a gamer society, you know. Everybody likes the fact that you can just hit the reset button. You got five new guys to go play the game with, right? But anyway, what are there any new changes? I know I had a note here to ask about any new changes or revisions in the HUD, Fannie, or Freddie Mac laws. Anything coming up that the people might need to know about to help them get into a home?
Yes, actually, there's going to be a program starting in October where for any first-time home buyers who attend to counseling with a nonprofit organization being approved by HUD, they will get a reduction on mortgage insurance. And what mortgage insurance is when a person, a buyer, goes and you know, gets a loan who is more than 80% of the value of the property. They will get what's called mortgage insurance to cover for in case of the buyer, the borrower, doesn't pay the mortgage, the bank will have that. That's the insurance to protect the bank. Well, the borrower has to pay for, and that will be part of their payment. But if they take their counseling, that can be reduced.
You know, like I said in the training courses that Reach offers, some of the courses are mandatory by HUD. You have to take those courses in order to qualify. And that's because they want to get you set up so you don't fail again, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. That's applied for all these programs and incentives the banks are offering for first-time home buyers. Yes, they do have to take the first-time home buyer class, and also for the all these, you know, these people who has lost their home and now want to purchase, they can, but they have to go through a counseling just to make sure that they really know what kind of mortgage they're getting, what kind of rates, because before, there was most of the people who got in trouble didn't know exactly what kind of mortgage they will get, if the rates will change, a lot of things they didn't know, and they just signed documents.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it worked with the banks. Yeah, here's the paper, sign it, and you have a house. Great. Do I have to read this? Well, you should, but they never do.
No, exactly. So now they want them to be informed, and that's also good about the first-time homebuyer class, because we go over the whole process from beginning to end, and we had experts. We had inspectors. We also have the, you know, the banks, the bankers, they come here and speak about their program, so it really helps.
Yeah, I believe they put these programs in place to make sure that your next ride down the road is a little smoother than before. And a lot of people, like you said, they just signed the paper. They didn't care what was there. They just signed it because they knew they were going to get a home. So now they put in safety nets, I guess, to catch someone that isn't following the rules right, I guess. So is it any easier to buy a house now than it was last year at this time?
I will say yes, because even though prices are increasing slowly, but because there are new programs, you know, all these programs that they were available, but they were not really being published until now. There's been more exposure. So all these programs help because now any a first-time homebuyer could receive, if they qualify, between $3,000 and $10,000 as part of as a grant.
Yeah, great. That'll help you get in and help you become a little stable before you get going. Well, listen, Vanya, thanks for taking your Saturday off and calling in. It's great information. If you folks want to get more information, you'd like to speak to Vanya, have no problem to pick up the phone and call her at 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or you may check out their website at reachforhousing.org. That's reach, the number four, housing.org. We certainly appreciate you taking your time. All right, when we return, Stacy Rout and George Kester are here to share a secret that's worth repeating. And here's a little tip. It involves autism and the Freemasons. And dare I say what it is? I better not. Stay tuned. George and Stacy will tell you all about it. And then George can say, good night, Stacy.
I know later on, ain't got no home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you could be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number four, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number four, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know late wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy. And joining us in the studio now, as promised and well hyped, I might add, is Stacy Rout from Hope Center for Autism, where she is the executive director since 2002. She is one of the founders of the school and still plays a significant role in the direction of their mission. And George Kester, representing the Jupiterlite Masonic Lodge, is here to share a secret. George is a certified financial planner and an advisor with Ameriprise Financial in West Palm Beach Gardens, or Palm Beach Gardens, that is. And he is a member of the Jupiter Light Masonic Lodge. And in 2012, he was presented with the Fraternal Service Award by the Lake Worth Scottish Rite of Freemasonry for his outstanding service to the children of Palm Beach County. George and Stacy, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you, Alan.
Okay. Move right on in.
Hello.
There you go. It's only radio, right? We can get away. Stacy, tell us a little bit about the Hope Center for Autism and what you do up there.
Okay. Well, we started back in 2002, as you said, and we were really founded because families were going through their children being diagnosed. And basically, at that time, they were looking into the research and what was proven to be effective for children with autism. With the research and the available therapies and everything, the children can make such significant progress that it's devastating for a family to know that they can have this potential for their child, but yet not be able to find the therapies that are available. So we started a program on our own. We had many professionals.
How you do it?
Yeah. We had Dr. Fenske from Princeton House and UCLA students from Dr. Lovas's programs come down and do a significant amount of training along with Dr. Carbone, Eshes, and people that are really world-renowned in the field of autism. We started with three students. We had three of us staff who are still at the Hope Center today. And we have evolved a lot since then. At 2004, we very quickly found out that these therapies were expensive. It requires a lot of one-on-one. And the families were paying for this out of pocket. So in 2004, we were fortunate to be granted a charter school status, which makes us a public school and allows us to be free, tuition free for all the families involved.
And let's back up for just 1 second. And for the folks out there that may not know what exactly autism is, what is autism?
Okay. It is a neurological disorder. It's a very broad spectrum. You can see signs usually correlating in three different areas. However, it is very broad. It's usually deficits in communication, social, and repetitive behaviors. And in order to get the diagnosis, you have to have so many in each one of those sections, so many criteria met in each one of those sections. The educational diagnosis is a little different. We're looking for gaps in their development, and it's handled a little bit differently, but basically overall, that is the uniqueness that you will see across the children. However, it will look different in each child. Some children can come in and they have what's called echolalia, so they can repeat words or even phrases, but it's not necessarily in the context that you would want it, that it would be meaningful. You have some children that come in and they're not communicating at all. Basically, they're communicating by crying or pulling your hand to what you want. Some children have repetitive behaviors such as hand flapping. Some children, it may be just lining up cars. Some children may be more advanced socially than others. It's a very broad spectrum.
You know, I'd like to give our Reach Radio Show website just a little plug, because we have a very interesting video up on the website. It's called Missing Pieces. It was performed by Mark Leland. He wrote the song. His manager, I know these folks personally. I did a television special with them, and that's how we produced the video. And it's up on the reachradioshow.org or .com website right now, reachradioshow.com. And it's a wonderful song about autism, and it explains some of the difficulties and trials and troubles and tribulations that that the parents go through and the caretakers.
Yes.
And it's really probably one of the toughest. I personally have people in my family that are autistic, and it's very difficult. And you're right, you talk about communications. That's the hardest thing ever. How do you know what your child wants? They're just pointing, pushing. My son tells me that his my little grandson grabs him and pulls him around the house and shows him different things that he wants to show him, but not a word comes out of the mouth. It's very, very stressful on the caretakers, too.
And even harder when they have to take him to a school setting and their child can't come back and tell them what happened.
Exactly. Now, I also understand that the use of iPads...
Yes.
Has been. Go ahead.
We normally we use, there's many different communication devices that we use. Dynavox is a more popular one, but any of those communication devices can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $25,000. And usually we look at that later on after the child has had several years of therapy, and we see that their language isn't verbally, they're not communicating verbally. But the iPads have communication programs on them that will talk for the children, and it's at a significantly less cost. It's a great way for the children to learn to communicate, as well as academic games that they relate to, and we find that they're learning a lot from the iPads and the apps that are on them.
Yeah, it's great to have a little outside help to help with the communication, especially. Okay, George. You have something to tell us, a secret?
Well, we don't want it to be a secret. What we want it to be is very common knowledge. Unlike the History Channel or the movies present us, the Masons are not a secret society. They are a society with a few secrets, but one of the secrets most people don't realize about is we are one of the most charitable organizations in the world.
No doubt.
And the Hope Center for Autism is one of our prime charities that we contribute to every year. And this year we're having the 8th annual golf tournament for the Hope Center for Autism, which is going to be at PGA National next Saturday, the 13th. It has registration at 7:30 in the morning, a shotgun start at 8:30. It is really a fun thing every year. You get a great breakfast, a great lunch.
And a shotgun start, huh?
A shotgun start, yes. Well, that's where we get the money out of them. But we're looking for golfers. We also are looking for sponsors. It is one of the best courses you're going to ever find. It's a fun event. You get to play the Fazio course at PGA National, which is an excellent course, which is not too easy to get on. Right now, a foursome is $500, or an individual is $150 a person. If you're an individual, we can pair you up with a foursome. We will take care of it. You can go on our website, which is all one word, JupiterLightLodge.com, and register right there and pay with a credit card.
And that's Jupiter Light, L-I-G-H-T, not L-I-T-E.
L-I-G-H-T, correct, yes.
For the lighthouse, I would have.
For the lighthouse.
Exactly. And, you know, we didn't, if you'd like to check out the Hope Center for Autism, you can go to their website at www.hopecenterforautism.org, and you can see the good work that they do there. You can also call them at 772-334-3288. But, George, this is the eighth year, and the beneficiary from that would be the Hope Center.
Hope Center for Autism is one of our primary charities, correct.
All right, just a reminder then, that's next Saturday, the eighth annual Hope Center for Autism and the Jupiter Light Masonic Lodge present the golf tournament September the 13th. Starts at 7:30 in the morning for registration. And like George said, shotgun start at 8:30 at the Fazio Golf Course in Palm Beach Gardens. Again, JupiterLightLodge.com. And I think if you just put /golf, that'll probably get you right there. All right. Does that that work for you?
Yes, thank you very much, Alan.
Oh, well, it's
we
a pleasure.
We appreciate everyone's support. Thank you.
Great. And you have the numbers in the website, folks. Don't miss out on this. It's always fun. And like they said, it's the eighth year, and they're helping out kids with autism and caretakers. Not a thing wrong with that. All right. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, either Kenesha Wood or Gigi Santiano will join us with some cool ways to halt, if not reverse, any pending foreclosures. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. After that, our house segment takes a closer look at security in your home and what it takes to tighten that buggy up. And then, of course, we'll have Kenesha in to end the show, and we'll talk about a little bit about your credit score and what we have to do to make it better. But first, live from the Electronic Palace, resting atop an old vacuum tube without a ground cap. That'll hurt. It's Reach Radio's real estate news at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir. Well, if you're renting, this comes as no big surprise to you, but rent takes a bigger chunk of your paycheck in South Florida than almost anywhere in the nation, and the burden seems to be getting heavier. Renters here, on average, spend 44% of their income for a place to live. That's far more than the national average of 30%. This, according to Zillow.com, a listing service. South Florida's rent burden ranks third highest in the country, on par with San Francisco. Only Los Angeles, where 48% of income goes to rent, and Sarasota, 47, rank higher. Although rents have risen across the country, their bite in South Florida seems to be growing more quickly. 10 years ago, renters paid about 34% of their income for rent. Now, it's 44%. Nine people, including the owner of a mortgage company in Miami and two developers, were indicted for a $50 million mortgage fraud scheme. Great Country Mortgage Banker owner, the owner of the company, was indicted on federal charges of wire fraud along with seven of his employees. The indictment states that the defendants secured fraudulent mortgages through the Federal Housing Administration from 06 to 08. The loans used exaggerated income and financial statements to qualify the borrowers who wouldn't have qualified otherwise. They say that scheme cost the FHA about $50 million as it guaranteed those loans.
Great company.
Yeah. Governor Scott is asking state officials to come up with recommendations on changing an 07 law that can force condominium owners to sell at market value to corporate entities. In a Thursday letter to the Business Professional Regulation Secretary Ken Lawson, Scott said he wants to work with state lawmakers during the 2015 legislative session to ensure homesteaded properties are protected under Florida's condo termination rules. Construction spending is at its highest level since 08 in the month of July, according to industry officials. Spending on both private and public construction increased, reaching a seasonally adjusted rate of $981 billion. That's more than 8% higher than last July's rate. The domestic energy boom is creating lots of work for construction companies. In addition to building new homes and businesses, spending on power construction includes oil and gas fields, pipelines, and electric utilities. That's also up about 29%. And real estate prices across South Florida are up. The latest data shows that 4,260 single-family homes were sold. The median price was $275,000. That's up 5.8%. And Forbes magazine lists the city of West Palm Beach on top for jobs compared to the rest of the state. Forbes also lists West Palm Beach as one of the best places to operate a business and for education. The mayor of West Palm Beach, Jerry Moyo, is happy about that recognition. He says, we're very open for business, and West Palm is a great place to live. Who wouldn't want to live here? And we've got great opportunities and potential. Now, according to Career Source, within the past year, the unemployment rate dropped from 8% to 6.6%. September is Hunger Awareness Month, and Feeding South Florida is teaming up with local churches to help those in need. On Wednesday, the organization worked with the United Haitian Church in West Palm Beach. They handed out food to hundreds of people who can't afford to feed their families every day. The pastor of the church says that because of the economy, they help to feed more than 1,000 people every week. And that is the news up to the minute, and you're listening to Reach Radio, where we have one of the counselors from the office on the phone with us.
Great. Well, we'll get to her. I just want to know about that $50 million from that great company. That's actually the name of a great company was the name.
It was called great something.
The great company. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Apparently not so great if you're not one of the principals.
I was going to say, how do they get away with this stuff? You know, we hear these stories every week. You do a great job on bringing us some of the neatest.
They did not.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've talked about a lot of people that have relocated their home to the county jail.
Yeah.
I guess the best one I like, if you remember a few weeks ago, folks, the guy that was taking foreclosed homes and renting them out.
Yes. Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, golly, I'll tell you, what's the world coming to? All right, well, on the phone with us right now is Kenesha Wood. She's one of the top counselors over at the Reach Factory. I went with a fine arsenal of qualified counselors there. Kenesha, how are you doing today? I know you're there. Come on. This is twice in a row. We keep losing people on the phone. Well, let me see then. She was going to talk about some of the credit score information and some of the courses that Reach offers to help you with your credit score and to keep you qualified into the mortgage. You know, that's all they used to look at back in the day.
Just the score.
Just the credit score. And that's all they cared about.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a good credit score, you got a home. And that's probably why we started to crash out on and all these people not being able to make the payments, because they didn't realize that there was a financial commitment that went along with that.
By the way, in the last 6 weeks or so, FICO has made some changes to the way they tabulate those scores. So if you haven't looked at your score lately, there's a possibility it might be better than you think it is. One of the things they've done is they have de-emphasized student loans. In other words, if you have a big student loan, chances are you can still get a house because they're not weighing that as heavily as they used to. And the same thing with doctor bills. If you have past due doctor bills, they're not weighed nearly as heavy as your car payment or many of your other, the credit card payments, of course, are at the top. Those weigh very heavily. So it's entirely possible. If you thought you couldn't get a home because of your credit score, maybe you need to go check your score. And
there's a few places online that you can do that. But, you know, the best place to do it is in our Reach membership educational program.
It's free.
That's right. We have two free credit checks per year in there. And they are at least now making an effort to change things around so that they don't count so heavily on that credit score. Because I got to tell you, that can be manipulated real easy.
Sure.
I did it myself, I guess. I'm going to admit something. I hope they don't come and arrest me. But there used to be, in the old day, that if you get a notice in the mail that you could take all your credit card debt and move it on to another card with 0% interest for 6 months.
Except they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah. Well, they figured it out. That's what I did. And then 6 months later, I'd move it to another one. 6 months later, I'd move it to another one. So I always had interest free. Well, the reason I did it was to get the lower interest rate. But what I didn't know was happening was because of that lower interest rate, with no interest payments at all,
mm-hmm.
I kept paying off a card. And then I pay off another card, and I pay off another card. And every time you take a card that has a balance and bring it down to zero, that scores high points on your credit score. I think I had like an 840 score.
They're hip to you now.
Yeah, they're hip.
It's over.
They got me. And
robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, then they did some mathematical formula about dividing by two, and now I don't have any credit at all. And it's just as good. And another big thing that we'd like to talk about, too, is the student loan situation. And I guess Congress decided they didn't want to give our students a break and lower the mortgage. So now we're stuck with high interest rates. Mm-hmm. And that is another thing that the credit score people look at and judge you because of a student loan.
Yeah. But it's not as bad as you might think it is. If you're a student carrying a big balance on your student loans, there was a time when that would prevent you from getting a home. It's not necessarily the case now. The experts at Reach can help you to wade through that morass and find out whether or not you can afford a home. Because as we said at the beginning of the newscast, rents are going higher. And higher,
right?
Higher,
and you know who could tell us best about the home market?
Kenesha Wood.
No, Gigi Santiago.
Oh,
she's
Gigi's
on the line
on the
with us. Gigi, how are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
How's it going down in Kindle today?
Yes.
Do you have a Kindle with your Kindle? No?
Yes, we have an office in Kendall. The office is together, and you'll be looking forward to our grand opening very, very soon.
Ah, well, we're looking forward for that, too. We'd like to come down and have a party, because that's what we like to do. So we were just talking about the student loans that are bearing down on people and the difficulties that they're having. What can you add to that for us?
Well, we're working on that right now. What we're doing is, what we're trying to get done is those folks that are coming interested in home buying, trying to get them come in before the class so that we can go ahead and pull that credit report and see where the student loan stands as well as all the rest of the loans, and so that we can weigh out what needs to be done, who can we contact, and let's negotiate terms, because terms are heavily weighed into the qualifying process.
And what about the housing market in general? I know that a few months ago, and I know this changes really quick, a few months ago we were talking about how the banks were holding back properties and it was causing the market price to rise a little bit. Are they still playing that game?
Market prices are rising somewhat, but the economy is looking like it's taking a turn for the better.
Well,
there's a lot of movement going on. There's a lot of money out there to be put into housing. There's a lot of assistance for folks coming from the state, coming from the counties, coming from different assistance programs. And we have access to all these programs in our office. And the money's there. It needs to be moved. It needs to be put into play. So I heavily suggest people that are even paying rent right now, which is a good majority of people, come in and pay us a visit. And let's get you pre-qualified and looked at, so that you can start making that same payment towards your mortgage.
I guess the point that I'm trying to get to is right now, today, at this moment, is the best time to go out and buy a house.
Right now is, yes.
And what number do we call for that?
You can call Reach. You can reach us at 561-491-1670. And for folks wanting to consult, you pay me a visit. That would be.
Absolutely. Down in the Kendall area. That's right. We have an office down there now.
That's right, 28.
Well, we give out that toll-free number. The toll-free is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. That's the number to call if you would like to get some more information about many of the programs that we offer. And we also have a credit repair program, right?
Yes, we do.
Is there a fee for that?
Yes, we do. You will go ahead and make an appointment with a counselor so that we can do a credit overall review. And then at that point, from looking at the credit, we'll see if there's any repair needed and take it from there.
Well, and is it a difficult, you know, we were talking about the way they're calculating the credit score now, and it's changed a little bit. Now, we're assuming that it's changed for the better.
Well, that's what we're working on. I know that definitely the payment history has a lot to do with it and the balances. So this is what we're reviewing for. We're looking at, the balances and how high, the debts are running and how the payments are being made and the terms, the length of the payments. Definitely adjustments are having to be made. It's just been a very critical 4 or 5 years on us, on everybody.
Well, I think with the state of the economy and the way things have been going, I know the unemployment rate now they just released is like 6.1 or something like that. But then, of course, they add the what's the word I'm thinking of, a qualifier to say that, well, yeah, it's only 6.1, but 27 million people have just quit looking for work altogether. The only way that they can that they can register that is by the people who claim unemployment claims. So if you're an individual contractor and you're not claiming unemployment, they don't know that
you're unemployed. Right, you're not even in those. You're right. You're not even factored into those figures.
Right. And now, don't take this as gospel, but I've heard somewhere along the line that the real unemployment, and counting the baby boomers and all that, is somewhere around 14-15% unemployment.
Wow.
So, but, you know, again, that sets the market conditions into an arena where it's favorable for purchasing a home. And, you know, a couple of years ago was even better if you had the cash. That was the problem. If you didn't have the cash, no, they're not giving out financing. So those folks that had a little bit of extra cash wound up with a $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 condominium for $8,000 or $9,000. Those are gone and nowhere to be found at this stage of the game.
I'll tell you, Alan, there's really a misconception with credit out there, because I find time and time again folks that will come in to see us and talk to me personally, and a lot of people really are under the conception that their credit is a lot worse than it actually really is.
Right. That's what Steve was just saying in that little news report about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we sit there, we look at it, and we say, you know, it's really not as bad. It's not so bad. And if it is bad, 9 times out of 10, there's a cure. It's curable. It's fixable. We can do this.
Well, that's what you do. That's exactly what the good folks at Reach do. That's why we're here. Well, listen, taking time off on a Saturday, I know, is a rough thing to do, and it's hard. And we appreciate you taking your time and giving us a call and helping us straighten out some of the matters here that's wrong with the world. And maybe by the end of the show, we'll have it all fixed up, right?
Not at all. My pleasure, for sure. That's what we're here for. Reach to fix it. Reach to us.
Oh, yeah, don't miss out. Reach out. I think that's what we say. Let me give you those numbers one more time, folks. It's 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And if you're calling over the weekend, don't forget to press 0 for the operator. That's the only way that you'll get in. So, all right, let's move right along to our next segment, which is our Reach Spotlight Home of the Week. And it's brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her number, 561-351-8000. You could call her right now, 561-351-8000. Our property this week is located in Stuart, Florida. It's the perfect place for you if Stuart is your kind of town. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home. It's been totally redone, freshly painted. Everything is new. It's in a great location. It has FHA and VA or conventional financing, or, of course, the ever-popular cash will put your name on the deed. If you'd like to Google Map the location and see it for yourself, it is 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart. That's 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart, Florida. And Google loves the zip code there, and it is 34994. It's a great location. Like I said, it's FHA and VA. Conventional financing is available. And, of course, cash will make this house your home. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their number, 561-351-8000. Give her a call right now. You know, we said this before, and even me, the one who just said it, would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We appreciate your company. Hat tip to Dave Peters. He is the pro temp CIO at the Veterans Administration in Washington, D.C. Thanks for listening on the iHeart Rap there, Peter. We appreciate that. And again, visit our show website, www.reachradioshow.org, and check out our Home of the Week, and you can listen to past shows there. And also, you can check out that really cool autism video that we have on the front page there, and that's the reachradioshow.com or .org, whichever you prefer. And now we'll go do our house.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
All right, it's time to get into our house, and this week's segment is brought to you by reachforhousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. You know, everybody knows that famous line on TV, I've fallen and I can't get up quick enough to give you my checkbook to give you all my money. we're not going to talk about safety in the home, but we will talk about home security. You're pretty familiar with home security, right?
Actually, no.
No?
But I did scour the entire interweb to find out some tips that most people probably don't know about home security. And while I'm doing this, if you would answer that text. We just got a text from a listener there who might want to... there you go.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do it. We're just trying to juggle here. Okay, first thing, this is an interesting idea. Store your valuables in your child's sock drawer rather than in your own nightstand. Think about that. Thieves often go right to the master bedroom because that's where people keep the stuff. But they don't go to the kids' room. There's a thought.
Exactly. Huh? Yeah, that's cool.
Here's another one. If your front entrance has decorative glass, install your security keypad in a spot that's not visible from the doorstep. Chances are they can just bust the window and disable that. So don't make that visible from the front door. A mail slot goes against the wood grain, and it weakens the horizontal integrity of a door, and it makes it easier to kick in. So opt for a mailbox, or install your slot near the bottom of the front door, no higher than a quarter of the way up, because it does kind of weaken the door. Car keys. Keep them next to your bed while you're asleep. Now, here's why. Not because you want to escape out the bedroom window and take off.
Sleep driving?
Yeah, but think about it. If you hear a suspicious noise and think that somebody's trying to break in, you press your car alarm.
Oh, cool.
And that scares them off.
Beep, beep.
They think there's a cop outside or something because they hear the car alarm that beep, beep, beep. It's a pretty good tip, huh?
That's a good idea.
Here's another one. This is one you probably thought of. Plant thorny shrubs like rose bushes underneath ground floor windows. That way you'll know if somebody's trying to break in when you hear,
That'd be a lot better than taking a lot of beer bottles and just breaking them and leaving the glass around the edge of the window. That's not good.
There you go. You're going on vacation? Ask a neighbor to check daily for flyers that are stuck to your front door or any kind of junk mail that's in your mailbox, because that's a hint that you're not there. Rather than loading up the car the night before you leave on a weekend getaway, do it in the morning. You don't want a car loaded with stuff sitting in the driveway, because there's another clue, pensions.
Well, another clue, and they may just take all the stuff out of your car.
Yeah. Another idea, lower the volume of your telephone ringer. Now, this is something that the average honest person wouldn't think of, but if your phone rings and rings and rings, it can be heard from the outside. They know that nobody's home. Here's another one. Don't store wood near the side of the house. It can easily be used by intruders as a stepladder to get up into a window.
Or a woodchuck.
Yeah. How much wood? No. If a yard worker or an unknown visitor uses the bathroom, he might unlatch the window while he's in there so he can gain entry later. So if they say, can I use the restroom? Say, no.
It's out of order.
There's a gas station down the street.
I send him down to the 7-Eleven. That's it.
Now, here's another one. If you don't have a security system, go buy a little decal. Stick it on the window that says, I have a security system.
Ah.
You can lie to a burglar. That's legal.
Hey, you know, actually, I did that. I had one of those yard signs that you stick in the yard, the AD, whatever that thing is there. And I guess so far so good, right? And it seems to work.
There you go.
All right.
So there's your tips for making your home safe and secure.
I love it. All right. Well, when we return, Kenesha Wood will check in with us. Maybe. We don't know. But I would say be careful of the front porch paradox. Have you ever seen a front porch swing? Have you ever heard of diamond ring? There it is.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing hippie, with a special first-time homebuyer message just for you. You know, if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about REACH's first-time homebuyer workshops. The next workshop is Sunday, September 21st from 12 to 7 p.m. at REACH's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. These classes are limited and they fill up fast. That's why we're telling you so far in advance. They do fill up fast. There's only about 30 spots available in the class, and by the end of the month, they're gone. So if you'd like to check out our first-time homebuyer workshop, call the good folks at REACH at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224, and check into their valuable workshops. Here's some other ones that are coming up here. We have the Wells Fargo Foreclosure Prevention Workshop, September 24th. That's in the middle of the week. Then the Fannie Mae Foreclosure Prevention, September 25 and 26th. And we have a few coming up in October, the Hardest Hit and Foreclosure Prevention Workshop, October the 11th, and another Wells Fargo event, October the 15th. The best way to find out about all these events is call the good folks at REACH and ask. And you know that number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224, same number, same date, same time, same bat channel, and all that good stuff. And remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. And that brings us right up to the high point of the program. Kenesha Wood joins us on the phone. You got in. You made it. How's it going today, Kenesha?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're there.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
What's going on over at the office today? They got you working on a Saturday? You couldn't make it into the studio?
Yep, and plus it's thunderstorm outside, so I think this making become a good Saturday.
Well, hey, listen, you got us instead of a rainy beach, so that's better. Hey, you know, we were talking a lot about credit and credit repair, and I know that that REACH has a great credit repair workshop, and is there a fee for that workshop?
The workshop we have, there's a fee for the 101, because we work with you through the time, especially that covers the cost of pay on the materials, the cost of the credit report, but the coming to the class itself to get an overview and to give you an introduction, there's no cost to those workshops.
Oh, that's great. And they'll actually show you, there's people that are out there selling that stuff, credit repair workshops and a hefty fee to get in there and get your credit straight. And that's an important thing to do if you're looking at buying a home or if you're really just looking to buy anything. If you don't have the right credit, it's not happening.
Your credit is so important because, you know, a difference of 1% makes a difference in your payment and how much money you end up making these lenders. You know, the difference between a 4% and a 5% can be significant, you know, so the credit is really good. So before one go out and purchase a home or buy a car, you know, look at your credit report and look at what your credit score is. And if, you know, reach out to us to see how we could help you improve that, because in the end, that fee that you pay towards us to help you build that credit is going to pay itself back 10 times or more.
You know, Kenesha, a lot of people say, oh, my credit is so messed up. There's nothing I can do. There's nothing that can help. I just give up.
I would say call 855-48-REACH and talk to Kenesha personally, and she'll explain that to you and tell you exactly how it works. By golly, thanks for being on the show. That's all the time left to us today. And thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We're really much better than the beach. I want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. Check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are. And we'd like to tip a hat to our friends in the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office IT department. Thanks for repatching the Reach Radio Show over their intercom system. I'm sure they love that. We'll see you next Saturday from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show. You'll feel a lot better about yourself.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.